Welcome to Refreshing Bread and our new series, The Word of the Week. One word, one story, one action. I am your host, Raul Bota. Today's guest is Sister Teresa Kernke. Sister Teresa is a member of the Congregation of Sisters, Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She has a PhD from the University of Notre Dame in historical systematic theology, philosophical theology, and liturgy. Currently, Sister Teresa is a temporary pastoral associate at St. John the Baptist Romanian Byzantine Catholic Church in Detroit, Michigan. Sister Teresa's word is incense.
One of the words that has come to me again, often and again today during the Divine Liturgy was a memory having to do with incense and the fact that when I was growing up, and still is true, there are bells on the incenser. And I recall asking my grandmother, Bunica, why are there bells on the incense? And with a big smile on her face, she said, so that the angels wake up and pay attention. And as a five-year-old, I thought, that's a pretty good idea. Now I realize it's so that we all pay attention, that what we're doing here in the celebration of the Divine Liturgy is deepening ourselves into the ongoing healing of the world. That's what the Divine Liturgy is about. So there's a story having to do with the incense. As you can tell, I was fascinated by it as a child. And particularly fascinated because the pastor, Father George Pope, when he used the incense, sometimes he would swing it over his head and go in the other direction. And I thought that was so cool. So when we would get home, we would set up a little icon, little Mary on one side and Jesus on the other, and we would set little chairs up, and sometimes the cat would sit on one chair, and we would use Dunkin' yo-yos as incensers. And we'd incense the cat, and of course the cat would bat at the yo-yo, and we played liturgy in the backyard, in the garage. So one day, my mother and Rose Moldovan and a couple of other people were changing the altar linens at the old church. And in order to do so, they had to literally get up on the altar, lift the cloth up over the tabernacle. It was a circle in the middle of this large cloth. I still see my mother kneeling on the altar. And I went through one of the deacon gates into the back area where the vestments were and where the incense stand was, with the kadyelnitsa, as we say, the incenser hanging on it. So I took the incenser and in that little room started to imitate Father Pope. And at the age of, I think I may have been six, I tried to swing the thing over my head and I hit a window and it sounded like thunder. My mother usually spoke to us in English, but when she would go Romanian on us, we knew it was serious. And she said to me in Romanian, you go right now and you talk to Father and tell Father what you did. So I went down the stairs of the church. Next door was the parish house. When I looked through the screen door, I could see Father coming buttoning his razón, the tonica, as we say. And he came to the door and I said to him, and I thought this was very smooth years later, I said, Părinte, I was trying to imitate you. I wanted to show you something. So I can still remember, he took my hand, we walked back into church, took him back into the vestment room, and I pointed to the window and he winced and I said, I was trying to imitate you. And without a word, he knelt down, I knelt down. I can tell you I was wearing Buster Brown shoes, a navy blue corduroy bib top overalls, and a red and white check blouse with French braids in my head. The memory is so clear to me. So he took a coal and he lit it. And back and forth, the incensor swung until we said not a word, incensor swinging back and forth, back and forth. When the coal got hot enough, he let me put the incense on the coal, which I was thrilled to do. So again, back and forth and back and forth, the incense is getting thicker and thicker. He dropped the lid on the incensor and there was just a curl of incense coming out of the incensor. And he said, Teresa, see how the incense rises? God put it in. Sure, yeah. That is how your heart should be before Christ all the days of your life. He looked at the window, winced again, and said, "Your uncle will fix the window. Next time, if you want to play with the incensor, go outside." I learned so much from that experience that when I was the dean of students in one of my orders, high school, that the best thing to do is to invite a child to learn from what they've done and not go after them. He could have shouted, he could have said, "Why were you playing with the incensor?" He didn't. He turned that potentially awful experience into something that has shaped the way I pray. And so I want again to say to folks who hear this, come home. Come home to a tradition that will not only provide you with spirituality, but will show you that your spirituality has implications for the way you live every moment of your life. Come home.
You have listened to Sister Teresa Kernke's Word of the Week, Incense. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. For more episodes, visit us at refreshingbread.org.